20 after 2. It is already Thursday. Tomorrow, you know it'll be already.
Hawaiian Shirt Friday?
Already Friday.
Hai'i Friday.
What's that
mean? What Julie told us, octopus is in Hawaiian.
Oh, that's right.
For the locals.
Today is Octopus Day.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was just today, huh? Today's been a quite a ride.
Power packed.
Want to do a sports sesh? Which could last 2 seconds. We're not careful. Sports sesh! I wanted to touch on the Olympics, and you were saying, I didn't know this about, I thought James Harden was on the Olympic team.
So he was named. He was named to the Olympic roster. He made it. And I guess initially had indicated that he wanted to play. And the hamstring injury that he had during the playoffs has, you know, because he didn't look right once he came back. And it's keeping him out of the Olympics. Which is kind of funny because I know that very, very wealthy people can get a trip together to something like, oh, I don't know, Paris Fashion Week in about the snap of a finger. But yesterday, all the pictures of Harden, rapper DaBaby, who is the rapper whose birthday party he was at whenever he was skipping Rockets training camp and he was in strip club without the mask on, and he gifted DaBaby $100,000. Harden, DaBaby, and Kanye together at Paris Fashion Week. After, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, he declared that he was out of the Olympic team. I'm mostly speaking in jest here because I'm sure if he were healthy, he would be going. But it's funny that it's Harden. And the second he's like, oh, I don't have to go? All right, gas up the jet. Let's go to Fashion Week. Kanye will be there.
Was I talking with you about how are they going to pass drug tests?
Yeah, I still don't have any idea how that's going to work.
And didn't he get in some altercation with police over there?
In Paris?
I didn't hear about that.
That just came down on ESPN.com.
Really?
Yep.
What's the deal?
I don't think he got arrested.
The Bobbies? Is that England?
It's France, yeah.
James Harden was detained but not arrested as a car was stopped on the street. He was hanging out with Kanye West and Lil Baby, and their car was stopped, and police smelled the cannabis coming out of the car. And apparently they found 20 grams of cannabis in the car. It's a substance that is illegal in France.
Yeah, my bad, Dan. I said DaBaby. This is Lil Baby. And they're not the same person.
What's 20 grams mean?
3/4 ounce. So basically,
okay,
like
that's a fair amount.
20 joints or so. It's personal. Not like they're going over there trafficking, but it is illegal.
Right.
I got a plan.
So Kanye's back? He's not nuts in the desert anymore?
Well, you tell me.
He's single now.
In this photo, I don't know who this woman is, but you've got...
He is single, although she's still Kim Kardashian West on Twitter, I saw.
Lil Baby, James Harden, Kanye West. Now, you tell me if you think he's still...
What's he wearing?
It appears to be the sort of thing that
some
you
kind of a mask?
Put over someone's
like a machine
head whenever
mask.
The CIA would like to take them to a black site and possibly execute them.
Is he like, no one will recognize me
I have no idea.
Wearing the GIMP mask?
I stared at this photo in forever and thought maybe this was a hat and he was looking down, but I saw other angles and not.
Who's the lady?
I don't know. Don't know. But, so, yeah, that's where Harden's at.
I would have thought marijuana would be legalized in France. They just seem to be into, they're looser than us, right? They had topless billboards and stuff like that.
You know, I think a big part of it is, it's not near as popular in Spain, France. I don't know about England. I mean, people will smoke hash, but you know their crops suck.
Mm.
Compared
Is that
to
it?
Old sweet Humboldt County.
Okay. So here's an Olympic note. Olympics, by the way, start July 23rd and go through August 8th. So I guess while we're at camp,
yeah,
there's going to be Olympics, which is better than X Games, right? Or is it? Is it kind of the same?
Olympics is much better than the X Games.
Are you sure?
I'm positive because you
Wait,
know
I just saw a list.
All skateboarding.
Right.
No, they have a new sports this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not only baseball and softball. I saw Tanaka is going to be in the Olympics.
Tanaka.
New sports, karate, sport climbing, which is like climbing on different things like rock, but it's called sport climbing.
Okay. Like the aggro crag?
It says an event in which athletes climb various types of walls.
Generic.
And then skateboarding.
So they're going to be able to
pass drug tests.
Feel the roster.
And surfing is okay. Now an Olympic sport.
You know, back in my day, it was just two dudes wrestling
and throwing a big metal ball.
Right.
The Olympics have announced this. So, you know, what's one of the most famous Olympic things you can think of is the guys holding up their black fists to protest. The Olympics are not about protesting at the Games. In fact, didn't they take those medals from those guys for years before they got it back? Something like that.
Yeah.
It was.
People don't really do the follow-up on that part, do
no,
they?
No. It's like the follow-up, not much follow-up on Helen Keller. Let's just look at the beginning of the story. That's the good part.
You're on fire.
So the International Olympic Committee has released new guidelines offering Olympians a chance to express their views on the field of play before the start of a competition, including during athlete introductions. They will be allowed to wear an article of clothing, like a shirt with a slogan, or a glove, or make a symbolic gesture like kneeling or raising a fist to express their views on an issue before the start of their event, but they will not be allowed to conduct any sort of demonstration on the field of play, on the podium during medal ceremonies, in the Olympic athletes' village, or at the opening and closing ceremonies of the games.
Well, then would you like me to tell you where those things are going to take place?
All those things I just mentioned?
Yeah.
Because here's the point of
a protest.
If it's only in sanctioned areas, then how much teeth does it have? If it's just everybody wearing their t-shirt with a slogan, that doesn't make headlines then. That's the point, right? The point is that it's being done in a place that is not normal to do it. Therefore, it will draw attention. Therefore, perhaps we can all start a dialogue. But if you're being told when and where you can do it, it feels like the Dallas Cowboys joining hands and kneeling before the anthem.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I knew you'd love that.
I'm going to make a prediction here. At some point during the Olympics, I don't know what country it'll be, I don't know where it'll take place, and I don't know what form it'll take place, but the dominating story for 4 days to a week will be somebody getting in hot water over this. Whether it's the American basketball team right at tip, all doing something and conceding a point before, a bucket before they go smash somebody 120 to 45, or it's something that takes place collectively in the village, something is going to happen. This makes it worse, too.
I wonder if there will be a protest about the Dallas Sprinter.
There probably will be something related to that. Someone will have a shirt with her face on it, and they will wear it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the entire entire men's national team
lit up on the podium.
Shirts at minimum.
Pull out a blunt and pass it around.
We know KD's in.
I bet the women's soccer team does something.
Yeah. They've already been upsetting people. Yeah, it's not going to be quiet. It's not going to be quiet at all.
So we might actually want to watch the Olympics.
What I'm telling you is that the Olympics and something about the Olympics will be on Tucker Carlson every single night of the Olympics. And if you could put that on the board, I would take the money right now and buy a house. Guaranteed.
Let's see. I have one more Olympic note I want to tell you right before we break.
That's you, man. You've just
because we're sports seshing it up
with Olympic.
I don't want to kill you with too much more Olympic stuff because we have a sports sesh here, and I think you have some stuff. But So just talking about controversy with the Olympics, including the fact that, you know, most of the population of the host country doesn't want it to be there. But you may or may not know this, that two significant Olympic officials have left their posts in recent months after making sexist remarks. I don't know if you've heard of this.
I have not.
The president of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee resigned after saying, "Women talk too much in meetings." He resigned in February.
He just outright said it, huh? By the way, I don't know if that's true. I think people talk too much in meetings.
You know what I've always said about Yoshiri Mori?
Yeah.
He just says what others are thinking.
He's the Charles Barkley of Tokyo.
And the Olympics creative director, Hiroshi Sasaki, he quit in March.
Well, if this one's after the other one.
After he referred to a popular comedian, Naomi Watanabe. She's also a plus-size fashion designer. He referred to her as a limb pig.
There's no fat on that joke. That's perfect.
Olympic. It's 2:30. All right, I gotta go.
Pretzels. Love.